You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul writes, "Make room in your hearts for us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We've taken advantage of no one. I do not say this to condemn you, for I said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. I'm acting with great boldness toward you. I have great pride in you. I'm filled with comfort. In all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted by you, as he told us of your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice still more. For even if I made you grieve with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that that letter grieved you, though only for a while. As it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. For see what earnestness this godly grief has produced in you, but also what eagerness to clear yourselves. At every point, you have proved yourselves innocent in the matter. So although I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the one who did the wrong, nor for the sake of the one who suffered the wrong, but in order that your earnestness for us might be revealed to you in the sight of God. Therefore, we are comforted. And besides our own comfort, we rejoice still more at the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For whatever boasts I made to him about you, I was not put to shame, but just as everything we said to you was true, so also our boasting before Titus has proved true. And his affection for you is even greater, as he remembers the obedience of you all, how you received him with fear and trembling. I rejoice because I have complete confidence in you." Here ends the scripture reading. Once again, we are aware of the fact that there were things happening in the relationship between Paul and the church in Corinth. There had been an occurrence in which deep and hurtful offense was given to Paul, and Paul called the offender and the community to account. This caused what Paul calls godly grief, or we might say godly sorrow, that brought recognition, repentance, and finally, reconciliation. Paul contrasts this with a worldly attitude that creates resentment and regret without the hope of reconciliation. Thankfully, Paul learns from Titus that the godly grief or sorrow has led to repentance that leads to salvation, as it led to an eagerness to resolve the situation. Sadly, even in the body of Christ, we do not arrive at godly grief that leads to reconciliation. Often offense is given, and rather than the offender acknowledging the offense, humbly apologizing and seeking forgiveness, the offender is arrogant, believing himself justified or righteous in the outcome, leaving the offense, the hurt, and the breach in the community. As mentioned previously, such an unhealed wound in the body of Christ leads to infection and often a toxic situation in the congregation. In all things in the body, we are to be ambassadors of Christ Jesus, seeking always repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Let's pray. Lord God, give to us the joy that comes from always seeking forgiveness and reconciliation through Jesus Christ. Amen. A suggested Advent action. To whom have you given offense? In godly grief, apologize and reconcile.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.